Okay, Rabbeisai, a little bit to discuss the 9 days. So yesterday we gave a shtickel hakdama of what the approach should be, not looking for shortcuts, but I want to moir another nekuda. Obviously we know this, during the Chodesh Av, there's a concept of mematim b'simcha. Mishenichlas Av mematim b'simcha. On the other hand, we know a Yid is always supposed to be b'simcha. The Chassidish Sforim, they say that, the Gemara says in Tainus that Mishenichlas Av mematim b'simcha. Mishenichlas Ador is ma'abim b'simcha. But Ador doesn't say how to do it. So every yeshiva boch has his own minik. How you ma'abim b'simcha. Right? There's definitely many minhagim. By Av, the Gemara gives you a direction. How you should be reminded of him, or what you should do. Shmu shachal boy, Sudam Avsekas, the Emes Basov Yayin is only Medina de Gemara, only also from the Sudam Avsekas. Medina de Gemara, even Shmu shachal boy, is a kibbutz, can't do laundry, right? And that's how the Sfardim are like, only Shmu shachal boy, many of the Sfardim, right? Boss of Yayin, Medina de Gemara is Mutter till the Sudam Avsekas. Sudam Avsekas, that's the last, that's when you pull the plug on the Boss of Yayin. So, Lamaisa, but Medina the Gemara tells us what to do. The Gemara in Yevamos talks about Mematim B'masomat, which a person should know, meaning in the 9 days you should be Isaac in things that give you extra simcha. A deal, you can buy yourself an item that maybe is not a problem of the shechiyonu, but it's something you really want. You know what I mean? You have a geshmaka item you want to get. You shouldn't get it tonight. You have to be mamayit in masu matan shol simcha. There's a shayla to be shown what exactly it means. What goes under the category of simcha? You have to be mamayit in the yoni simcha. But the Gemara gives us direction. So the Chasam HaKadoshim say, a yid is never allowed to be b'tzar. Tzar. Not allowed to be b'tzar. B'simcha, you don't need any guidance. Shenichlas ado ma'abim b'simcha. You can't be over b'altoisif with simcha. So you're very happy, more happy, even more happy. Gevaldik. Mashenkin and Av, Chazal have to tell us what to be m'mayit. You could do this, don't do this, don't do that. Otherwise you have to be b'simcha. You memayit the simcha. And that needs a shulchan aruch. What you could be memayit, how much you could limit. That being said, the approach has to be, we have to know what are we reflecting on? What's our avoida during the 9 days? So we know one of the things is basar. We know there's a minig to go to siyumim.
Right.
So on a scale of siyumim, you have to understand some of them are 100% mutar al pidin. Some of them are questionable, and some of them are absolutely awesome. Okay? So let's go, what's absolutely awesome? You go to a restaurant, and the restaurant has every half hour a siyum for the fleishik menu. Some restaurants, they call it a siyum menu. Which means you go to the restaurant, you want to have fleishiks every half hour on the 8:30, 9, 9:30, 10. You have it. There's a siyum. Somebody gets up, is up to plug it through a hadron, and you have fleishiks. Right. A lot of times the Messiah knows what he's making a siyum on, like a lochem ployed. If the food tastes like he knows the mesichta, it won't be roy lachilas kelev. The guy gets up every half hour, make a siyum, save it. That's absolutely awesome. Forget that it's distinct. The whole concept distinct. It's 100% Alpidin not correct. Because Alpidin, the setup is supposed to be as such. You finish the mesechta. Forgetting if you should accelerate. That's a different issue. You finish the mesechta. You have friends. The friends are invited to your simcha. These are people you would have invited anyway to your simcha. Shabur says in the Mefurish. It's only people you have anyway invited to your simcha. Those are people that you can invite to the Siyum. He says, do you have anything to do with this restaurant guy that's making the Siyum? If he's making a Siyum. Loma Zogan, he's making a Siyum. Do you have anything to do with him? Is this even his party? It's not his party. He's hired by the restaurant to get up and plug him. And you have nothing to do with him. And you're paying for your meal. What makes this meal a Suda Siyum? I would love once to go to such a restaurant and talk to eat, maybe make a real Siyum. And talk to eat, and if the Siyum, tell the guy, the owner of the restaurant, I'm not paying. I was invited to Siyum, Suda Siyum. You're charging me for the Siyum? This is you hosted the Siyum, right? That's how I was allowed to have meat. Because you, there's a Siyum here, a big lump. You have many lump on him and making Siyum every year for Gevaldik and a bunch of boomer grants. And you invited me. Thank you so much for inviting me. What's the Siyum? What's the invitation? What's the Suda Siyum? What's anything? It's zero. That's making a galechter out of the shul. I'd rather a guy just say, you know what? I'm allergic to dairy and I'm this. Be honest with yourself. I'm very good with honest people. I'm allergic to dairy. I can't go a whole week without flesh. Fine. You're honest. Then there's an approach which is zicha, absolutely okay, and that is, you're learning a mesechta, you finish the mesechta, yeah, you're doing daf yomi, whatever you're doing, and you invite your friends to come and participate. Ah, they're extra happy to come, because I understand, that's okay. Well, my see, you're making a see. And you finish the mesechta. Now, what's great? What's great is when people accelerate learning to be able to make a sin. So some speak harshly about that, but that's wrong. Right? It should only be derech limudai. It's not punkt. Punkt. Many sium in 9 days are not punkt. You know? Somebody's started learning a little more that we should be able to have the Siyum. So the question is that okay? So the Orach HaShulchan is matzdik that. The Orach HaShulchan is matzdik that. And it's kedai to understand, you have to be matzdik. Rabbi Yankov always was melamed zchus and klal yisrael. Remember, I used to make fun of the people. I don't like taking a haircut right before the 3 weeks. To me, to take a haircut right before 3 weeks defeats the whole purpose. If you normally take a haircut once a month, let's say, when you take a haircut right before the 3 weeks, so what are you trying to really do? What you're really doing is you're saying, the 3 weeks is not going to get in the way of my haircuts. I take a haircut normally every 4 weeks. And the only thing the 3 weeks has done is it made me schedule my haircuts accordingly. The 3 weeks means you're overgrown. That's the concept. That's the avails. Otherwise, what's the avails? So I never like that, to go right before the 3 weeks. Chaparayna. A haircut? And then what? You get a haircut every 3 weeks? L'chara not? That means you basically went through the 3 weeks? That's just against it. So, when I was a young boy, I was about 14 at the time, I still made fun of the people who asked Rabbi Yankov, they used to ask Rabbi Yankov always, from when are you not allowed to eat the meat? Meaning, Shkia, could you, meaning Chodesh Av, Ben Hashmoshes, could you still eat meat? Right. You're having a barbecue, do you have to stop by Shkia? Is it like Tisha B'Av? The fast starts? Is Achilles Basar like Tisha B'Av? You have to stop the meat right by Shkia? Could you wait for Ben Hashmoshes? Some held even the whole night is okay. Some held the whole night is okay. Why? Because the Iker Kedushas for Shchodesh is beyond. That's why if you forget Yalav Yodah B'Layla, you got Shem Kedusha B'Layla, some were even more make. So I always made fun of it. Like, what is that? And I once told her, Biankov, like, what is this? Like, you know, it's the 9 days. He said, they have meat till the last minute? So he said, Medaf Malamed Schuzayn. He says, Zechmein HaZevshe, the minute Yisrael to eat meat, Mamish Taklat. Everybody eats meat before the 9 days because you have fear that you're going to go now for a week without meat. So who doesn't have meat there of the 9 days? See, he said, Efsha came and Zogun, the minute Klal Yisrael started, because there's a Prisha. There's a Prisha in Hilchos Yom Kippur. that gives a reason for mitzvah achilas erev Yom Kippur. You know, there's many, literally hundreds of reasons. In Chachmei Hadrash, why do we have a mitzvah to eat erev Yom Kippur? The Prisha came up with a new idea. The Prisha says the reason why we eat erev Yom Kippur is because there's a lot of aniyim. There are poor people. There are people who used to go to mass for a day without eating. It's not so nicker that the fasting is l'shem mitzvah. He says by the fact that there's a mitzvah to achilas the whole day erev Yom Kippur, and then you stop. That makes the fast more meaningful. That shows we're stopping to eat because it's Yom Kippur. And the preacher says, that's why it says Kilu Sanim. The eating is actually, is beautifying, is mahadir the inri. The eating, it's like the guy who made the Abdullah on beer, Motzei Pesach, to show I didn't eat chometz, because it was awesome, not because it, the second chometz is muta, I'm eating chometz. So that was the idea. So Rabbi Yaakov said, Efshin, Klaus ongefangen in the minute of eating meat till the last second to show that we're not eating meat because of the 90s. That was his positive spin on, that's how you have to be Malam Eskos on Klaus. But my son, Aruch HaShulchan says that maybe it's Kedai for those people that learn Dafka, they learn more and they get to see him. He says, Lamaisa, it adds Limur HaTorah. It adds Limur HaTorah. It's adding Torah. And the fact that it's adding Limud HaTorah in the 9 days, it's Kedai. It's I, the guy making the Siyam Taka, chapter Ryan an extra 2 blot to be able to make the Siyam. But he chapped the extra 2 blot. So it's true he chapped the steak, but he chapped an extra 2 blot. So I want to tell you that there's an unbelievable chayzim milublin.
So to slow down would not be okay.
What?
To
learn less, that would not be okay. The Aruch HaShulchan is saying that the acceleration, that's also a milah. But now I want to tell you one added piece. I don't believe that. No, if you're learning more, Rabbi Pellet understands that. When he says slow down, he means learn less. That was what he was saying. Right? You see, we're fighting in beer, dvov, hakdoshim. Anyway, so lemaisa, the bottom line is that there's an unbelievable chayzim elublin, which I have to share with you. Unbelievable chayzim elublin that comes up with a new idea why you're not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. And this will enhance the concept. Again, the limud zchus on the uli siyumim that go on. Again, I'm not being matzdik, fake siyumim and fake invites. I cannot. There is no hatzdok. I think the biggest zchus we could do for those fakers is to say it's fake. Because that way we limit the damage of what's going on. So I'm not doing it chas shom to talk down anybody. The opposite, I'm trying to limit the damage of what's done by such things. Lemaisa, I'll tell you this unbelievable chesim elublin of why he says, what are we really misabel? What are we supposed to be misabel? We're being misabel on the fact that we don't have the closeness to the Shechina. That's what we're being misabel. That we don't have the Shechina. That's what we're being misabel. We're not being misabel on the stones. We're being misabel on the... So he says in Moreh Dekazak, the Chayzim Ulimin. Chayzim Ulimin says, when a person is learning Torah, they're mechubar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're mechubar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't feel the Siluk HaShechina. That's what Pikud HaShem Yishon V'Sam Chay Lev. What does it mean, Sam Chay Lev? So because of that, I can't learn on Tisha B'Av. So you're happy. You could also. It's the opposite. You're supposed to feel today the distance. The fact that I'm going to be learning, and that Pikudi Hashem Yishon Masam Chelev is because it's a chibur to Hashem, that makes me not feel the siluk. No, he says that's the reason why from all the things you're not allowed to do on Tisha B'Av, not allowed to learn. It's like a strange thing they took. It's true, the Torah gives simcha, it's true, but come on, Ivdu Es Hashem, everything is simcha. Ivdu Es Hashem is simcha. So I was thinking, that's pshat also in the Mishnah Berurah. Also, I'll tell you what Siyam is. I'll tell you how far this goes, this Chayzim Elublin. Why is the Siyam such a beautiful thing? Because we know the Alma Chorvar, why did the Beis HaMikdash get destroyed? Shalei Baruch Hu Batorah Tchila. Because they didn't make Bruch HaTorah. Had to be some. Obviously, the lack of Bruch HaTorah reflected something else. What did it reflect? It's a fascinating Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi says there's two ways to look at Torah. One way to look at Torah is there for me to know what to do. I've gone to Shulchan Aruch, I have to know what to do. I'm an Aslasis. And there's truth to that too. But the Beis HaLevi says, but Torah itself is a connection to Hashem. Learning Torah is an entity of itself. It's a tachlis of itself, learning itself. He says, we know that you don't make a bracha on a hechsher mitzvah. Right? You don't make a bracha on a hechsher mitzvah. You buy it, you don't make a bracha. You make a you don't make a bracha on a hechsher mitzvah. Says the Beis HaLevi, Klal Yisrael looked at Torah, they didn't feel the connection to Hashem. Torah was just a means to know what to do. That's why they didn't make a bracha. So the lack of bracha Torah wasn't just they were missing bracha Torah. It was a perception that learning is just a means. It's a means to know what to do. So they didn't make a bracha. They didn't make a bracha. Now listen to this. What's every siyum? Every siyum is celebrating the limud itself. Saying the learning itself is a yom tov. You didn't do anything here. You didn't do anything here. You learned Masechta Pesachim. You didn't bring a carbon Pesach. You didn't do B'dikas Chametz. You learned Masechta Pesachim. We learned Masechta Tamid Baruch Hashem. We'll be making tonight a scene. Right? We didn't build the Beis HaMikdash. We didn't put Shemim in the Beis HaMikdash. We didn't make Goyrolos. We didn't do it. The Siyum means that we realize the learning itself is the big Simcha. The connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the tikkun of Loi Baruch Hu Bater Tchila. Loi Baruch Hu Bater Tchila is they didn't see the tachlis of the learning itself. It's just a mean. That's why they didn't make a baruch. So the siyumin and the chashivas HaTorah, the 9 days celebrating the learning itself, that is the tikkun itself. And that could vitally explain the Aruch HaShulchan. Why, even if somebody's accelerating learning and making a siyum in 9 days, it's Loi Ra. That's why on that I'm never moicha. When people do it, I'm not moicha. They do extra learning, learn an extra hour a day, make a siyum. That's the idea. And that's what we have to focus on in the 9 days, to think about becoming closer to Rabbani Shalom. That's all being misabal. That could be pshakala misabal yushalayim zeicher v'hoi b'simchasa, because when you misabal on something, that's also a connection. That's why it doesn't say yizkev yireh. Let's say you will see. It could be that that's what the Mishnah Berurah means. Strange Mishnah Berurah in Siman Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Roy l'chol yirei shamayim. This is not on 9 days. The whole year. She'ei meitzar v'doyer galchub b'beis hamikdash. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. But b'shas tefillah yei b'simcha. Because when you're learning, that's mikdash. That's hashvas hashchina. Both. When you're being mechabat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that should be b'simcha. Meaning, then you shouldn't be meitzar v'doyeg. Why? Your meitzar v'doyeg is that I don't have that. So while you're doing it,